just feedback, you know? That's really how much I think that we need to be having these conversations, so that at least people are okay to look at research and look at what's causing these things, think about that and try to address it. Here are some quotes from people who emailed me about me talking to you. Surprisingly, most of the response was very positive. So I'm glad.
That speaks well of your audience.
Yeah. The point for me is this. We absolutely can't normalize this kind of thing. You know that. I know that. But there has just been a huge scandal in the UK, where I'm from, in which hundreds of people have come out and said that they were abused by their football coaches when they were younger. That reminds me again that these things don't go away if we don't talk about them. They get pushed into deeper and darker places. If your conversation with this person were to encourage one person to get help instead of acting on an urge and saved one child, would that be worth it? If I stopped one person who has these urges from killing themselves to stop feeling the shame associated with it, would that be worth it? I can't answer those questions, and I'm sure there are also other darker questions with opposite results that would need to be answered when considering whether or not to do this. Another quote was, "Of course it's right to treat them differently for something they didn't choose to the extent that they are dangerous. Yikes." And another one was, "Society needs to learn how to draw a distinction between A, being attracted to children, and B, molesting children. One is involuntary, the other is voluntary. One is disturbing, the other evil. We seem to think of them as the same thing and treat them with the same scorn, which cannot possibly help people who find themselves attracted to children to be able to seek help. We may feel the urge to express our outrage and disgust simply at the attraction. But if suppressing that urge can actually help to protect children, then that's clearly what we need to do." What are your thoughts?
I mostly agree. Even with the person who said, like, we should treat people different to the extent that they're dangerous, the only issue I would take with, I guess, you know, the harsher and probably much more common stance is that I don't know that it's the most effective way to prevent assaults, because I think it's almost certainly better if people can come forward and get help than if, like, all they see on all sides is demonization to such a degree that, like, they can't even admit that they have these feelings to themselves. You know, that seems like a recipe for disaster. So, like, the only thing I would want is that we're able to have clinical style conversations about this publicly, and that people feel comfortable seeking help privately. So, really, I don't have a problem with any of those messages. I'm just worried about pragmatics. Mm-hmm. But I understand. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I'm in a place where I can have a completely clinical discussion about this. Do you?
I mean, objectively, I know I can't have a completely clinical conversation about this because it affects me, and it's still something that I get emotional about, sometimes very emotional. I've had some really bad nights thinking about these issues, but I would say that I try to have as clinical a conversation as I can.
Okay. Now, a lot of people mention depression and suicidal thoughts when discussing this topic. Would you say that you suffer from depression or?
Yes, I'm currently medicated for depression. I don't think that it originates. I'm depressed because I have these desires. I'm a lot of people in my family are depressed. I think it's genetic, but it definitely doesn't help. You know, it's something that depressed me can sort of use to beat myself up with. So that is a problem, and they do connect, even though I don't think they're, you know, one doesn't come from the other.
You keep talking about this as being pretty manageable for you. So do you think that maybe in you it is, I guess it's something that takes over less of you than it does other people. Like, you have a lesser degree of this, because I haven't, when I spoke to the other guy, he did not sound like it was, it didn't sound like it was as manageable for him as it is for you. However, he wanted complete normalization, and he wanted it to be, he's, you know, rationalized it and looked into it. And you seem to have stayed away from it. As you say, you prefer to keep this part of you locked up, but you do seem to be confident that it doesn't affect your day to day.
Yeah, that's true. And that's one way in which, you know, my situation might not be applicable, you know, like conclusions about my situation might not be applicable to other people. You know, I'm non-exclusive, so that takes a lot of the pressure off. And you're right in that it's not something that is like constantly, you know, hanging around in the back of my head or whatever. It doesn't really affect my day-to-day life that much. It's just, you know, it can be sort of triggered situationally. And then, you know, I just sort of like blink my eyes and you know, get on with my life. But yeah, there I'm sure there are people out there for whom, you know, I know there are people who are exclusive. So that raises a whole host of other problems, since they basically have to be sexually inactive for their entire life. And also, I'm sure there are people for whom it's a much stronger compulsion. And I, you know, those are the people who I think really should be encouraged to get psychological help.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing here is that you're non-exclusive, so you can have meaningful sexual relationships, whereas someone who is exclusively a pedophile, they would never be able to act on their sexual desires. It would be completely immoral for them to do so, and that must be a hard thing to live with. Right?
Yeah, and it's that would be much worse. The only thing I would say, and this will be something I'm interested to get your thoughts on, even in that case, the case of an exclusive pedophile with very strong compulsions, I would not want to institute a policy of mandating therapy purely for pragmatic reasons, because I think that that will prevent people from admitting their condition, right? If they're going to be, they know they're going to be forced to be institutionalized.
Right. But what would you recommend that, like, so people come forth and tell the doctor or whatever that they have these really strong desires and compulsions to act on this, but we can't mandate anything, then what do we do?
I think it's perfectly fine for people like that, and even people like me, to be profiled by law enforcement, like, meaning that, not that we're, you know, arrested for anything we didn't do, but just that, like, they pay disproportionate attention to us. I just think that's rational. Yeah. You know, I don't know about airport security, but definitely in terms of, like, you know, what the FBI does, I largely follow Sam Harris's line that we should use whatever statistical information we have to focus our attention. And in this case, that lands squarely on me. So I think that's reasonable. I think, you know, noticing if people stop going to their therapy is reasonable. You know, I don't know if that's legal.
Internet searches
right now
and stuff, watching.
Yeah, sure.
But then that would get me into trouble for all sorts of things, because, I mean, the kinds of people that I talk to, I'm searching, like, ISIS, and I'm searching non-offending pedophile and terrorism, and I have the worst searches in the world.
Right. Well, you know? I mean, as long as it's just, like, they're, like, you know, whoever's watching might pay more attention, that doesn't bother me that much. I don't know. Maybe that bothers you. Like, there are a lot of people out there who are, you know, privacy absolutists, or they value it for its own sake.
Well, no, I don't have really anything to hide, so it doesn't bother me. I mean, if you look into my work, you'll see why I'm searching these things all the time. So that's pretty self-explanatory. Sure. But it would scare me if they threw me in jail for searching these things, definitely, because I'm not a terrorist nor a pedophile. So.
Oh, no, absolutely. And, you know, I don't think they should. I definitely don't want to imply that I'm saying that like anyone should be jailed preemptively for crimes.
Yeah, yeah, no, you weren't saying that at all. But right. I'm just trying to think of the ways that that could be a problem. However, I'm completely in favor of it as well, because obviously these people that fit that profile do need to be paid a little more attention to.